Hi everyone, my name is Victor.
Hi, and I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Katya, and together we are the Grin Marketing Team. Between the three of us, we have expertise across all of digital marketing, which includes, but isn't limited to, SEO, social media, influencer marketing, paid media, content and email marketing, just to name a few areas. And with the digital landscape changing every day, our goal is always to stay on top of the trends. And we love talking marketing. Just ask us, we'll tell you.
So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about Instagram. And is there really influencer marketing without Instagram? I think seeing where Instagram started, seeing where it is now, and seeing how much influencer marketing has taken off because of Instagram, one of the things that I always ask myself with the social media landscape changing so much, people looking at different forms of engagement, algorithms, looking at extensions, now that we have IGTV, now that you have ads, now that you have sponsored posts, is influencer marketing a thing? If, say for instance, Instagram went away. Say for instance, Instagram did away with likes, for example, because I think with some accounts, they're doing away with likes, right? Say for instance, they did away with all of that. Do we still have influencer marketing and is it still effective? And would we then pivot to other platforms? Because one of the crazy things is, I think all of us can attest to saying, when you think about influencer marketing, you automatically think Instagram. You don't think about anything else. I think the next component is like YouTube, but a lot of big influencers on Instagram are now moving to YouTube. But that, in my mind, is more about a video versus a picture. And when you think about Instagram, you think about video content. A lot of them shift longer videos to YouTube, but those videos are also more related to their life in general. So it may not even be like a sponsored piece of content or what have you. It could just be, oh, here's a piece of content that I'm sponsoring. Here's something that relates to it on YouTube, but it's not necessarily that product. So what do you guys think? Do you think that influencer world would exist? Go ahead, Jen.
Jen has her hand raised.
I do. I have my hand raised. But when I think about Instagram and I think about the evolution of social media, I have to think about it like kind of in tiers. So there's like LinkedIn, which is professional relationships. There's Facebook, which is family relationships, friends, technically people that you've seen, touched, met in real life. And then there's Instagram. And the one thing that I've noticed about Instagram is that I'm more likely to follow people I've never met. I'm more likely to follow people I saw on a reality show or a celebrity or somebody that's a pro sports player that I just want to see visually some of the cool things they're doing, what they're wearing. And so I feel like it is the ideal platform for influencer marketing because, as I said, I'm more likely to follow people that I haven't met. So the reach is so much greater on Instagram. But like you were saying, Victor, if Instagram ceased to exist, I feel like the evolution of social media is just going to move to a new platform. So you see these emerging markets like TikTok and YouTube, it's still that visual experience. And on top of that, you are able to follow people that you might not have actually seen or met or talked to in real life. So TikTok's a great platform for that. You know, there's all these TikTok celebrities. You're more likely to follow people that have entertaining or visually appealing content. And I feel like if Instagram went away, that the evolution of social media would just push influencer marketing to the next platform that mimicked that same experience.
That's a very interesting thing to think about. I think one of the reasons why this is such of interest to me is because Instagram houses influencers and it houses brands. So brands will have their own accounts. They'll obviously have influencers that have their own account. But when I think about YouTube, for example, brands have YouTube, but I feel like majority of brands with a YouTube don't have a strong YouTube presence because a lot of people aren't looking to YouTube to learn about a brand. They're looking to YouTube to learn about a person that uses a specific brand that then they can just go back to whatever platform, probably Instagram, to see like, oh, well, let's look at the brand feed and see if we could connect with it. If Instagram did not exist, you mentioned TikTok. And I think TikTok is like amazing. I love TikTok. I'm always on TikTok looking at everyone's TikToks.
Katya loves TikTok too.
She'll tell Katya, you. I love TikTok a lot. You actually showed up on my feed last night.
What?
And I was just like, oh, this is different. This is a really interesting algorithm right now. But anyway, I wonder, like, brands that are not as focused yet on TikTok. Is there a place for them? I think about Chipotle. I think the Washington Post is on there. I want to say Guess Jeans is on there as well. Do you think it has the same impact, or do you think it has more of an impact than say an Instagram?
What I would say to answer just kind of, or to touch on just, you know, the first question, if Instagram goes away, what happens to influencer marketing, right? I don't think that we lose it. I think that influencer marketing is an evolution. And I think that it started before social media, right? If you really think about it, we have a blog post up that talks about, you know, the evolution of influencer marketing. There were people doing influencer marketing before it had the name influencer marketing. I mean, think about what Michael Jordan did for Nike, right? He is like the epitome. He's the catalyst of a brand ambassador. He is an influencer, right? And that happened outside of social media. But I think that because of social media, it has definitely evolved. And using Instagram as a catalyst to like this kind of new age of influencer marketing, I think that Instagram has been the catalyst for that, right? It started with images and then, you know, seeped onto YouTube videos and then, you know, is growing into other things. So I do think that influencer marketing exists without Instagram because Instagram just started it. It was, again, like the catalyst for that new next step of what influencer marketing looks like. And I think that as other social media platforms develop further, TikTok is a great example of it, right? Like you started naming a few brands that are on there, but I know that in my feeds, I've seen influencers that are beyond that, right? Like for energy drinks, for Yoplait, for, you know, iPhone cases. I saw one yesterday. So I think that I'm also much more in tune in finding out like when someone is plugging something. Again, the beauty of influencer marketing is that you shouldn't know when, you should just be naturally curious. The example that I want to bring up is yesterday when I was on TikTok, there was this dad that was, I don't know, he posted a video and I totally love to watch his daughter's feed because his daughter goes up and tells him really bad, like dad jokes. He always kind of laughs, but this time it was him and he was videoing his daughter's doing a TikTok. Their case was on the wall. And I was like, how did they do that? And I looked at the captions and I'm like, they freaking got me. Like, if you want to get this case, use Maddie's code. I'm like, and she's an influencer, right? Like, I think that it evolves based on the platform. I think that there are influencers everywhere. And because we're all on different platforms, like, you know, you said, Jen, you're on Facebook. There are Facebook influencers, right? For like people who are just on there. I think that it just depends on who it is that you want to reach. And I think that influencer marketing exists without Instagram. It'll just evolve into something else.
When I think about TikTok, I actually think about the art of subtlety. I'll say that because...
Isn't that influencer marketing?
But I will challenge it to say it's the opposite of how most of us would think about influencer marketing. So for me, when I think about Instagram, I think about, okay, you're going to take a picture with an item or you're going to do a review on the item and you're going to know explicitly that I am trying to sell this piece of merchandise or what have you. TikTok, I feel that, because even with the influencers that I follow on TikTok, they're not as explicit like your example, Katya, of, oh, you want the case? Get, you know, use this code. They're not like that. Rarely have I seen actually anything like that on, at least with my feed, from the people that have now transitioned from Instagram to TikTok. They, on Instagram, might have an ad, but on TikTok, there is nothing but them just using a product. So that's why I'm curious to know if that is what is going to happen. Do we still at least call it influencer marketing? Do we still...
No, I have thoughts on that. I think that Instagram opened up the channel. So like Katya was saying, you know, before there was the original influencers, which was, you know, Michael Jordan, and it was on a commercial or a print ad and it was paid for content. Instagram was the one that opened the doors to having media and content that you didn't have to pay for, that was authentic, that was coming from people that other people trusted. And it opened up that channel to make it possible for all walks of life to be creators. So anybody could come in there and promote a brand without having to be a pro sports player or, you know, like a Michael Jordan. But to your end, what I think has happened with Instagram is it's gotten convoluted. So everybody's kind of getting in tune with that. Oh, well, I can make money as an influencer. And I'll say from an SEO standpoint, I'll see it all the time. There's so many search queries. How do I become an influencer? How do I become an influencer? And they all want to be influencers on Instagram because it's now known across the board that Instagram is one of the most lucrative places for both influencers and brands using influencers, right? TikTok is not a proven model yet. So all that authentic media that originated on Instagram is now moving to TikTok. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard this, like when somebody says, good design is design that you can't see, good influencer marketing is influencer marketing that you can't see. So exactly like you were saying, now that Instagram has been convoluted with sponsored ads and it's very obvious somebody's holding a product and that's all you see, TikTok is going back to that original idea that influencer marketing is subtle and you shouldn't see it. Like Katya's example is perfect. She didn't know she was getting sold to, but she got sold to.
I'm totally on board with what you're talking about. I don't think that influencer marketing is an obvious thing. They didn't say it, like the dad didn't say, hey, come and get this case. I scrolled down looking at the captions and I just happened to see it. And I'm like, oh, like that's not what drew me to the caption. Like he's just so silly. He's totally taking over here, you know, her feed and whatnot. It should be subtle. Because that I think feeds back to what, you know, that word that we're always talking about. It's authenticity. It's the authentic content that sells you. And I'm with you, Jen. I think the fact that you don't see that as much on TikTok is because TikTok is not there yet, not because it doesn't happen on TikTok. You know, you're slowly starting to see it a little bit more. And to your point, because Instagram was the catalyst, you see it there everywhere, right? Which again, if you're following someone because you truly want to follow them, right? Because you're part of their community and they're representing something that makes sense for like their personality, who they've portrayed, I think that is authentic. And I'm going to want to know that. And I think that we can get really caught up in semantics of like, do we still call it influencer marketing? We do, because that's kind of the act of what's happening.
So I remember watching on YouTube, this was like years ago, GQ, I think, had Victor Cruz on one of their series, and he was talking about, I want to say it was Smart Water. I could be completely wrong, but I think he was now the ambassador for Smart Water. And I always think about that because I think how now Smart Water has, there are tons of people. I'm nowhere near an influencer, but I will definitely like take a picture with like a water bottle and like at them and be like, this is the greatest water ever. So like if people do see my content, they're gonna see me plugging that thing. So even at a very basic level, like I feel we all kind of do this. The reason why I say that is because brands have not, in my opinion, let go of ambassadors, right? They still have people that are the faces of their brand, whether it be, you know, a sports figure, whether it be a celebrity. And then tiered underneath that, they have their influencer model. Right? They have those different influencers doing whatever it is that they do, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, like what have you. What I find very interesting about all of this, however, is when it comes to TikTok, I feel that TikTok has blown up tremendously. I think that when I think about brands wanting to connect with an audience for the sole purpose of exposure, TikTok is wonderful because everyone's moving to TikTok. Some people literally have nothing to say, but they have millions of views on TikTok that are just acquired so easily versus Instagram, where because of how the algorithm reads your posts, it's very difficult to get reach sometimes, even if you have hundreds of thousands of followers. So I guess I'm not questioning what everyone's saying. I do totally agree with you guys. I do. I really do. But I'm very interested to see what is that going to look like if a brand's purpose is return on investment. Will brands start pushing to TikTok? Because TikTok has proven in my opinion, not necessarily the influencer model, but it's proven to have the reach, it's proven to have the audience, it's proven to have tons of traction, and it gets so much traffic to it. But for example, Chipotle, right, does a great job at promoting itself on TikTok. Like, it doesn't need to have influencers on TikTok to promote itself because its videos do well on its own. But I wonder if that will be what brand marketing is going to turn into. And that will be the influence that a brand needs, if that makes sense.
I feel like you almost kind of answered the original question. So the original topic was, would influencer marketing exist if Instagram went away? And you basically just answered it. Yes, it would take another form and it would take it on TikTok. And I think that even to your point where Chipotle does really well with those videos of their own, the reason why they do well is because it's probably influencers, people sharing that content, right? So influencer marketing might evolve, but I think it's going to continue to exist. And like you said, it's just moving. Just like anything else, it's evolving out of Instagram, not out of Instagram, but onto other platforms.
Then that raises the question for me, will we have as many influencers? Because another thing too that I think is a downside of influencer marketing is oversaturation. And I always feel like when a brand is just solely looking for exposure, this is more so when it happens, they start oversaturating their influencer program with just seeding product all the time and getting it out there. And there are a lot of brands like that actually that just kind of push product on all tiers, whether it's celebrity, mid, like macro influencers that aren't celebrities, micro, net, like all of them. Okay, well, it's very obvious to me that you're trying to push this. And I think we're moving into a situation where everyone is becoming, like everyone is in a, I use this loosely, but everyone's becoming a marketer. Everyone knows when they're being marketed to. And sometimes that becomes a turnoff. That being said, assuming that TikTok does take this new form where brands are now marketing themselves, will we see a decline, I think, in, you know, having 80 influencers for a brand might turn into 10 influencers for a brand?
I don't think that it changes the number of how many, the number of influencers that a brand could potentially use. I don't think that influencer marketing is honestly impacted from a brand perspective. If anything, I think because so many people are marketed to all the time and are so in the know, it puts more weight on needing influencers to represent your brand in a non-obvious way, right? Again, it's authentic posting,
right?
An authentic experience with a brand that goes a lot further. So I think that it would do the opposite, right? And maybe what it does is it provides an outlet for brands to really market themselves on the social platforms from a social media marketing perspective, right? So to me, it puts more weight on the social media marketing manager than it does on the influencer marketing program itself, because I think that now more than ever, because people are bombarded with so much marketing and can see it right away, that you need those authentic connections. And I think that you get those authentic connections through influencers. But again, it's not everybody that can do it. I think that there are a lot of people out there, there are a lot of brands out there that are thinking of it as a transactional, you know, as transactional marketing. It's like, I'll give you this, you give me that, you post the picture. When you enter it in like that, I think that's not as successful. I think that that's what's going to die down, not the truly authentic influencer programs, but are trying to find people who really speak their brand and love their brand and want to share the brand story. Because I think that when you make those connections and those genuine relationships between a brand and an influencer, you can gain a lot of that return on investment that brands are looking for when they're looking to invest in influencer marketing.
So thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to check back next week for episode number 7. Visit our website, www.grin.co, for more information and resources. Check us out all over social media and stay tuned for more. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys.